Welcome to Clear the Clutter. My name is Margaret, and this podcast is where I give you practical and spiritual advice to get your time back so you can finally spend it how you really want. Hello, loves. Welcome to today's mini episode, episode number 78. So, what I wanted to talk about today was the fact that it's Black Friday. So, if you're listening to this live, you know what? Let's stop for a second. I've missed you. And there is a ton of reasons why it's been hard and challenging for me to get back on the podcast and on the mic. But needless to say, don't think that I didn't miss you. I missed talking to you. I missed recording lessons and teaching so that, you know, things that I've gone through hopefully could help you. So, like, I've really, really missed this. And I am hoping I've put some better structure in place to support more consistent podcasts for the rest of the year and coming into next year. Let's just say that my muse has been screaming her head off that I have not been near a microphone. So this is completely unplanned. I don't have a script. I've got, you know, about 40 minutes to go ahead and get all of this done. And then I've got to go to work, which is always the best, right? Because, you know, not every lesson has to be a 45-minute lesson. But today, what I wanted to talk about was about some of the retardedly dumb myths that people have around, like, spending money and Black Friday. And what I am really diving into lately, I feel like it's a big shift in kind of, like, what I do and who I am and how I'm showing up online in regards to, like, mastering your craft. One thing, if you guys have been following me on Instagram lately, I've been throughout, I don't know, the last 6 months or so, I've been posting about this one book I'm reading by Robert Greene. And don't worry about this. Don't worry about writing anything down I recommend. Links are going to be in the show notes. So let's keep it simple, right? But I've been reading the book about mastery because, side note, if you haven't been following me on Instagram, you didn't see that I went to Texas a couple weeks ago. And I won one of the top industry awards for power sports for women in my industry. So the award I got was Women with Spark. Basically, I got submitted and I am now recognized as one of the top mover and shakers of the power sports industry. And it was a literal dream come true. The trip getting there was a hot mess, and that'll be a different story for a different podcast episode. But, like, actually getting the award, and I'm standing at my desk right now and I'm looking at it because I made sure that when I brought it home, it was, like, on, going to be on my desk. Getting that award in my hands was amazing. And the thing that really stuck out was the reason why I was able to get that award wasn't because I'm special. Wasn't because, you know, they're trying to meet some index of, hey, how many Hispanics can we get in today? Or, you know, how can we do this or do that? The reason why I won the award is because I have been spending the last 10 years dedicating myself to mastering what I felt was a craft that no one cared about. I thought I was completely retarded in the fact that I was obsessed with spark plugs, air filters, oil filters, lift kits, organizing bin locations. Oh my God, how do I sell this? How do I cross this? How do I cross that? How do I fix my money mindset so that, you know, when a customer comes to me and they want to spend $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 on accessories, I don't blow up the sales deal because of my own limiting beliefs. So all of this stuff that felt completely unrelated. And I'm like, how the fuck does this relate? You know, I'm just, you know, like, I don't want to only be a parts manager for the rest of my life. I went from being an owner to a parts manager, and I don't think that transition was wrong or bad, but, like, I didn't want to just be a parts manager the rest of my life. But every time I would try and look outside of that, it was like the gravitational pull of the universe yanked me back in to focus on my craft. And so I'm like, you know what? Whatever. 2023, I'm going to focus on just mastering my craft. Clearly, there's something I'm missing. I'm getting prepared behind the scenes for something that I am not aware of yet. But in the meantime, that means I'm going to master my craft. So the past couple years, I have been focusing on customer retention. And one of the reasons why I was able to win the award is because my customer retention numbers are a significant number more than anyone else as the benchmark industry in my industry for the parts department. Especially when you got to think of it, right? Like, I am doing something right. And this is not a brag on Maggie session. There's a story in this and there's a lesson in this. But I am doing something right if someone is choosing to come and drive to a store in town to deal with a human instead of going on Amazon and buying something. I've built rapport. I've built trust. I've built relationships. I've built recommendations. I've built system structures and teams. I've built a lot of things. And so because I knew I built a lot of things, I really focused on mastery this year. And that is going to be pretty much the pivot of the next good chunk of like content that I'm going to be producing. It's about mastery. It's about taking this craft where if I came up to you and I started geeking out on spark plugs, your eyes would glaze over. Because trust me, my BFF that I'm always sending voice memos to, she's like, girl, for love of God, no more spark plugs. I mean, like, again, but at the same time, she geeks out about astrology. So that's my point, right? Like, it doesn't matter the craft. And that's what I always thought. I always thought, and this is, okay, so this is one of those big lies I was telling you about. So what I thought, which is a big fat lie, is that the craft had to be pretty, the craft had to be shiny, the craft had to be Instagram worthy and picture worthy, because if it wasn't, then how could I ever be successful? I could be successful behind the scenes, but I couldn't be successful online because my craft wasn't pretty. Who wants to look at a whole, you know, 6 foot tall rack of boxes and talk about bin locations and organizing and the way you walk through, you know, the back parts room so that you have the most optimal flow and that you can have a 5 minute turnaround time. Like, most people don't want to geek out on that stuff. I mean, obviously people in my industry do, but most people don't. But the point is, it doesn't matter what your craft is. It matters that it sparks this obsession in you. And that is something that, you know, for a lot of us, it takes a very long time. I feel like even more so with women, it takes a very, very long time, and sometimes a frustrating long time, to understand what it is you're gonna become obsessed about. Because for years, you're probably gonna feel like subject A and subject B and subject C and subject D have no relationship to each other. And then 5, 8, 10 years in, when you start to hit that mastery crest, you're like, oh, well, that's why I needed this. That's why I needed that. And I'll give you an example, because you know how much I love me a good example. So I thought that being an owner and then working in power sports, yeah, they were related, but I didn't realize like the different ways that they would intertwine to each other. And then on top of it, you add money mindset. And then on top of it, you add copywriting and marketing. I'm like, how in God's creations is any of this crap going to become a cohesive brand? How is this going to make sense? How is this going to become part of my mastery? And had I had said something like that 5 years ago, I couldn't have given you that answer. I can give you that answer now. And it's something that I'm in the behind the scenes crafting. It's actually it's going to be my flagship course that I'm crafting, because it feels really, really good, but I'm going to do it right and I'm going to do it clean. So if you're not on the newsletter, or if you're not following me on Instagram, then I would definitely either sign up for the newsletter or follow me on Instagram, because when I go to release it, I'll do a special release, most likely in the email newsletter first, and then I'll share it on Instagram for my flagship course. And I'm still tweaking with the name. I'll give you a hint. It's got playbook in it. And it's all about taking your craft and mastering it. But the other thing I wanted to bring up in regards to mastery is the other lie. So let's say it's two lies and a truth. We'll do, instead of the two truths and a lie, we're going to do two lies and a truth. So the second lie is that mastery means you're just naturally gifted at something. That drives me up a wall so mad that whoever says that, I just want to take them, have really long nails, grab onto them, and shake the ever-living shit out of them. I hate when people say that, because when it comes to mastery, you might have a natural inclination towards something, but it completely wipes out the years and the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hours of dedication, blood, sweat, tears, obsession, dreaming about it, journaling about it, talking about it. It takes all of that out of the equation and say that, oh, the only reason why you're good is because you have a natural affinity to it. And that's so not fucking true. It drives me nuts. And the other part, which whenever I used to believe that lie, that, you know, it was 90% natural affinity to the craft and 10% structure and dedication and time and energy and learning. You know, it drove me insane because here I am behind the scenes buying this course, buying that course, buying this book, buying this widget, buying this thing. And I felt like such a loser because I'm buying all these things. And yet, you know, you have this lie of, well, if you have to buy knowledge, therefore you're never going to be good. You're never going to be good enough for this. You're never going to be good enough for that. Like the latest thing that I have been buying lately, I'm actually, I'm doing this after I just bought a course on a Black Friday sale. So you know how much I love me a good sale, right? So one of the people that I've been following lately, she's really, really good. She has a Black Friday deal coming out right now, which I was like waiting obsessively and refreshing my email for it to come out because her method of teaching copywriting, which I've struggled with, like I love to write, but I don't ever really feel like my writing is as clean as how I am on a podcast. So I've been working hard, at getting better at writing. And so I went and I have purchased a couple of her courses and I purchased her latest Black Friday course. And I'm very grateful for it because I know that if I spend enough time and I dedicate and I learn that this time next year, my words can now match my voice. But yet, you know, someone will come in a year from now and be like, oh, you're just this amazing copywriter. And it's like, no, I've spent the last 9 years writing super shitty copy, but I paid for help. I paid for advice. I paid for support. And I took that learning curve and I shrunk it from, you know, what should have taken me another 5 years to, you know, 6 to 8 months. And that's like the second part of that lie is like, that buying this knowledge, buying a course about money mindset, buying a course about, you know, your energy and moon journals and transitions and astrology and understanding, you know, why you have certain energy on this time of the month and why you don't have energy on this time of the month, buying a course on, you know, pepping yourself up when you're really struggling, you know, so basically, the links that are going to be in the show notes, you're going to be 4 different recommendations that I feel are kind of timeless for me. So there's going to be one about energy. It's a journal about moon cycles and menstrual and daily reflections. And you might be thinking, well, why does that matter? The reason why that matters is because at the end of the day, you and I are not machines. We are not machines. As much as these lies and these stupid bullshit things that people try and produce online in this hustle, hustle, bro culture, trust me, everyone knows that I love me a good hustle. I love working. I don't ever want to stop. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but like there's a difference of why you should be working. And the other part of it too is like, you know, I haven't been really good at like accepting, you know, my daily gratitude. I haven't been really, really good at accepting things of like, oh, this was a really big achievement. I should celebrate that. So the moon journal that I have in the recommendation list is really, really good for that. And then on top of it, it's helping me track the moon cycles, which is amazing because certain times, not only in my own period cycle, because again, shocker, women have periods, but like in my own cycle. And then on top of that with the moon cycle, like here's a perfect example. I learned, thanks to the help of this book, that every time there's a full moon, my household will not sleep. My dogs, my cats, my birds, my cows, no one wants to sleep. And I used to fight it like crazy. But once I became aware of it, and once I understand that, oh, during a full moon, there's a ton of energy going on. Everything and everyone is bouncing off the walls. I don't fight it anymore. I plan, I adjust, I acknowledge, I don't restrict it. So like I learned a lot. And, you know, the book on mastery that I've been talking about on Instagram all the time, that recommendation's in there. There's 2 courses I recommended. So it was 2 books and 2 courses. The one course I recommended was a holiday business bundle, which is a really, really, really great course. It's a little bit underrated. It's from Amanda Francis. It's amazing. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said that the Moon Journal is by Tiffany Toyota. And again, links are going to be all over the place, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. But the Moon Journal is by Tiffany Toyota, the book is by Robert Greene, and then the 2 courses that I was telling you about, one of them is by Andrea Crowder called Underdog, and then the other one is by Amanda Francis, and it's her holiday bundle. These are really, really, really good things. And so this is part of that second lie, right? That like people are just automatically good, naturally good. I am definitely not an example of that. Everything I have had to get good at, quote unquote, yeah, I may have a natural affinity towards it, but everything I had to get good at, like, only came quickly because of the amount of work and energy I put into it and recognizing that I needed support. And this is the other part of the truth, right? The true part of all of this is you can have success somewhat quickly. I say that with a caveat, somewhat, right? That's my caveat. The reason why I say somewhat is relative to you versus me. So somewhat to me might mean a year. Somewhat to you might mean 5 years. It's all in perspective of your education, your time, your availability, where you are in your life, like all of that. And so success also is going to mean different things. Success can mean your first online sale. Success can mean getting the knowledge out of your head and making it repeatable. Success can mean becoming a better copywriter so that your message that's in your heart and in your head actually comes out and sounds like you, not like some crappy, blank, dry like toast, AI generated, you know, no soul copy. Like, all of these things can happen relatively quickly, relatively fast. And there is nothing wrong with buying a shortcut. You know, like, I don't know. It just drives me nuts. It drives me nuts that people are treated or looked down upon for buying a shortcut. You know, in any other thought process or industry, you know, it's okay to go ahead and go to college and spend 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 years learning a craft. And no one looks down upon them for going and spending that much time learning the craft. You know, they could have taken that craft and maybe they could have learned it on the job and it might have taken 10 or 20 years instead of the 4 or 8. But yet no one says that, oh, you're bad for wanting to learn this in a faster, cleaner, simpler manner. But yet if people are talking about courses, if people are talking about books, conveniently, it is bad that you are buying knowledge. So even though that's not necessarily a lie per se, because we're going on the truth is, it is possible to speed up that learning curve and actually have it stick. Like, when I say speed up the learning curve, I don't mean just speeding it up for the sake of speeding it up. What I mean is speeding it up for the sake of learning quickly so that you don't have to stumble as hard. You know, you're gonna learn, you're gonna grow, you're gonna make mistakes, you're gonna, you know, do dumb money items, you know, you're gonna buy something, then return it, and then have a moment about it. You're gonna, you know, take a couple of years to learn your craft, whatever it is, right? Like, you're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna be human about this. But at the same time, that learning curve does not have to be as drawn out as it was for someone else. You know, so because we're playing the two lies and the truth, we've talked about the two lies. We're talking about the truth. The truth is you're allowed to have ease in your life. You're allowed to pay for a shortcut. You're allowed to have grace in your life. You're allowed to have support in your life. And I hope that this Black Friday, if you are listening to it during Black Friday weekend, I hope that whatever you are purchasing, that you also include something that is going to help you hit whatever your next level of mastery is. So maybe that means getting your courses published. Maybe that means getting your book published. Maybe that means becoming a speaker. Maybe that means taking all of your work knowledge and, you know, just making it simpler so that when you do show up at work, like, your job is therefore easier. Or maybe it's even one of the things I've been kind of thinking about a lot lately is, how do I take not just my success, but I make my success repeatable on demand. So there's all these little things that you could be looking at and focusing on. And don't get me wrong, I went out Black Friday shopping. Again, I went country version, right? So Ben and I went into town. Town was crazy. He went to Harbor Freight. I went to Marshall's. I bought myself a saucepan because I've been really wanting one. And I bought myself some peppermint bark. So that was my Black Friday shopping. But I also made sure to budget so that I could invest in myself and buy something that would move me forward in life. I didn't just want another tchotchke. So with that being said, I hope that this Black Friday, that instead of just buying another tchotchke, that you also buy something that will move you forward, whether it is one of the courses or books I'm recommending. It doesn't matter what it is. I'd actually love it if you would tag me on what you bought for Black Friday and, you know, let me support you and let me cheer you on, because I think normalizing and creating a culture where we normalize, I am buying something to invest in myself, and that is okay. And, you know, celebrating that, I think that that needs to be a bigger part of our culture. I think there's definitely a part of the culture that it exists in, but in proportion to the rest of the culture, I don't think it's big enough. I don't think, you know, we celebrate each other enough when we are working on ourselves to be successful and we're buying the tools that we need to get there. So please, this Black Friday, buy something with ease, buy something with joy. Check out one of the recommendations that I made. The reason why I made the recommendation is because, again, you know me, I will not recommend something I don't own or I don't love and that I am not fully obsessed with, because if I did, you could hear the lie in my voice. So I love this stuff. I have it on my phone. Well, actually the books, I have the physical copies. So let's put it this way. The books are so important to me that I have the physical copies, and you know how much I am an e-reader girl. So yeah, I have the physical copies because I wanted to make notes. I wanted to highlight. So that was super important to me. The courses, they're on my phone. So no matter where I'm at, doesn't matter if I'm working with the dogs and walking all over the place, if I'm chasing cows in the back pasture when they're trying to run away from me, if I'm herding ducks at 10 o'clock at night, I can listen to this stuff on demand. I can listen to it wherever I am. So these recommendations, they come from the soul. And, you know, we don't have to wait for January to go ahead and set our New Year's, I'm using bunny ears right now, New Year's resolution of how we're going to make our lives easier and simpler and how we're going to continue to master our craft at like the next level of ease. So I loved you guys. I missed you so incredibly much. I am very, very, very excited to go ahead and get back to podcasting and showing up in the easiest manner that it is for me. And I cannot wait to have more conversations with you on Instagram. So feel free to, I am on other social media platforms. I will say that. So I am on, I've got TikTok, I've got Facebook. I love my Pinterest, and I'm on Instagram. I probably play around the most on Instagram. So you'll probably find me there the most. But yeah, go ahead and reach out to me on the socials, and I can't wait to chat with you and see what you guys bought for Black Friday. Please tag me. I think it would be awesome to see what you guys bought, and I will drop another podcast episode soon. Love you guys. Missed you. Ah, I missed you so much. Happy Friday. Bye.
Have a burning question for me? Want that link I was talking about? Get access to all the resources and links that were mentioned in this episode and others over at margaretstevens.co. And if you haven't, don't forget to sign up for my VIP list, where I share special bonuses, pre-launch coupon codes, and advice I don't share anywhere else. Thanks for listening.